Miss any of the Bill and Jessica Show? Want to listen all over again? It's the Bill and Jessica Show podcast. Here's another segment on Power 101.7.
Shout out to 251 texting in this morning. That coffee mix was fire. Great way to wake up. Nice. Well, we appreciate that. And we appreciate being joined this morning by our buddy Rob West.
Hey, good morning, Rob.
Good morning.
What's happening?
How you doing, man?
Hey, man, everything's great. Every time I come here, there's a distraction.
What you talking about?
Jessica's got bling on her headphones. Like,
Yes, I do. You know it.
You know she didn't buy them like that. She actually, like, bedazzles herself, yes. You know, on her Beats.
And I have a new pair, but I won't wear them yet because I have not had time to bedazzle them yet.
Yeah, she had a brand new, I mean, like, nice pair of headphones. And I'm like, oh, you got new headphones one day. And she's like, oh, no, I can't wear them. I said, why not? Oh, I gotta fix them.
Spruce them up a little bit. Yeah.
Unbelievable. You see what I deal with, Rob?
I can't wear them yet. They're coming.
Well, look, Rob West in studio, you know, happy to have him back in here with us. Making a Difference Foundation got a big event coming up this Saturday. First off, for people who don't know, tell us about the Making a Difference Foundation and what you guys have been up to.
So Making a Difference Foundation is a nonprofit organization, 501c3, that advocates for youth and young adults to pursue postgrad education. In that mission, we embody a lot of things. We just want to make sure that our community wins, our youth wins, as well as our adults.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And you guys do a lot of great work. I mean, you know, we work with you guys with the Ballers Classic. I know you have other events, you know, throughout the year and helping families. Yep. And it's just incredible what you guys do. And you yourself, man, I always tell Jess, like, I'd love when you come in here. I just like hearing you talk and tell the stories, you know, like about some of the stuff that you do.
He's always like, man, Rob's doing it. Rob's really doing it. I really like Rob. Rob's really doing it.
You are, man. You are.
Well,
so
we appreciate that.
Yeah. So go ahead.
Yeah, we have a new website.
So okay.
www.makingadifferencefoundationde.com. Check that out.
Very good. Definitely will. Big event coming up this weekend. We're going to be out there. Back to school event, back to school supply giveaway. Tell us about it.
So August 23rd between 11 and 3 p.m. We're at the Factory Sports Complex in Frankfort, Delaware. Just, you know, venturing, helping some of our community advocates like the Factory who, we talk with them and we share with them and, you know, they say, hey, let's do it. Let's put this together. Nicole Tangle, Pat Woods, hats off to them and their organization, you know, because they're allowing us to partner up with them to do a book bag or a school supplies giveaway. It's going to be exciting. They're going to be hosting nostalgic field day style games. Like, you ever been a fan of tug of war?
Of course.
I seen it on Squid Games, man. And I'm like, I'm going to try a technique.
You know? Yeah.
A technique.
Yeah, so we're super excited, man. We're super excited just to be a part of the community. We've partnered up with some churches this round.
Okay.
We've partnered up with everybody on the flyer from Enchanted Magical Moments to Hampton and Rehoboth, Uncle B's Factory, Mata Familia, you know, our friends, our family, you know, people we grew up with, just with the same energy, the same effort, the same passion to really go out and be the responsible advocates that we didn't have.
Yes, absolutely. And it takes place in the Factory in Frankfort. That's 34545 DuPont Boulevard, Unit 6 in Frankfort, Delaware. Make sure you get on out there. It's a school supply giveaway. So how are you guys doing that? Is it first come, first serve? Or
so it's first come, first serve. You know, hey, listen, I got to say thanks, first of all, to everybody who's supported us in this journey. We've never done a school supplies giveaway, generally, because around this time, everybody's doing one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But so that's why we wanted to partner up with a bunch of people. But pretty much a school supplies giveaway, you first come, first serve. We have a lot of companies who have donated book bags and items. We had drop-off locations all across the county from 1 to 13 to 113. And thanks for all of those vendors who allowed us to do that.
Yeah.
We've collected a lot of items as well as purchased a lot of items, and we're just looking forward to the masses showing up and just hooking you guys up for whatever you need through your journey of school.
Wow. And, you know,
that
I mean,
great.
It just helps so much because nowadays kids need so much going back to school. Some of those school supply lists are like wilding.
Man, they've changed dramatically, right? Like, so
yeah.
I've seen like Clorox wipes. I've seen like sanitizers.
Tissues, paper towels,
all
hand
kind of
sanitizer.
Yeah, sanitizing things, you know. And I was like, man, don't the school supply that stuff? And they were like, well, you know, sometimes it's just good for those kids to have that in their book bag, you know.
Yeah.
So
Very good.
And the teachers also, they try to get as much as they can for their classroom too.
Absolutely.
Yeah, out of their own pocket.
Yep. So it seems like a collective effort on everybody's part to just make sure that we stay sanitized and safe, right?
Well, you always say, you know, it takes a community.
Yep.
Yeah. You know, it takes a village.
Yeah.
Yeah, and COVID's making its resurgence, so, you know, we got to stay safe, right?
Got to stay safe. Yep. So first come, first serve starts at 11 o'clock this Saturday at the factory in Frankfort. I know you guys are going to have, you know, a bunch of other vendors there as well. What, you know, we heard the sponsors, but what other, like specific vendors, you know, are going to be out at the event this Saturday?
Okay. So, first of all, we got to give a big shout out to BB. Miss Angela Scott and her crew are phenomenal. They're going to be coming and doing free health screening. So while the kids are playing, parents, we encourage you to get your, you know, get tested, right? Get, you know, blood pressure, glucose levels.
Yeah, they're awesome.
Yeah.
Every time they come, I get everything done just to...
Hey, listen, you can never have it done enough.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's kind of like Bill and his Washington Redskins necklace. Like, you know, it keeps getting bigger and bigger and bigger. You know, but you know, you got to keep revisiting it, right?
So keep revisiting.
Yeah. Oh, so, don't worry. We're going to revisit this year.
Yeah, so health screenings are super important. Like, we encourage everybody, all walks of life, from kids to adults, to get checked. What we are learning in our journey of dealing with a lot of parents, like a lot of kids in schools, is that sometimes our adults, we aren't having the right conversations. I just lost a good friend of mine, Myesha Everett, Sussex Tech alumni, and, you know, to cancer. And one of the things that we talked about and we shared, you know, collectively with, you know, all of her teammates and everybody that showed up, Sussex Tech alumni, is that, you know, at what we will continue to advocate for and do collectively is be the parents that talk about the things that we've experienced in life. Why? Because if we don't let our kids know, hey, listen, we've had high blood pressure, we might have had kidney stones, hypertension exists in our family, and our kids start experiencing things in their bodies and they don't understand, like, we're in the information era. If we don't know, we need to know. So, you know, just having those poignant conversations that revolve around everything UP. We always say that. That's like one of our mottos. UP. Where are we going, Rob? Up. We're going up.
Up.
And the only way we can go up and we can elevate is by having some of those important conversations about our health and mental health.
Yeah, very, very important. Absolutely. So BB is going to be out there.
Yeah, BB is going to be there. Of course, 101.7 will be in the building.
Of course.
Not only promoting, but talking about some interesting things that they have coming up.
We will have Rob on the air with us on Saturday, for sure.
Absolutely. Samantha Morris is going to be there with face painting. She's all across the county giving free face painting to the kids. She's a great community advocate. My daughter is like in love with her. Every time she sees her, you know, we got to tip her. We got to we got to hook her up because my daughter's like, I want the biggest thing possible. All over, like,
all
glitter.
Over, like, yeah. The glitter and the jewels.
Sort of like your headphones.
Yes.
Be dazzled. Right. So contact Lifeline and Impact Life, you know, mental health, suicide, substance abuse. We want to cover all of those areas. Why? Because journeying through the school process, what we learn is that if those poignant conversations aren't had at home, right, and those connections aren't made, maybe because you're in a single parent home or because the parents just don't think it is as important to have those conversations that might not be age appropriate. Our kids are dealing with things that we might not know and understand, right? So we're bringing these vendors here to be able to offer resources and information that might strike some of your attention. Like, you know, they say, see something, say something. At least that's what I used to say when I worked in retail in the bathroom, right?
Yeah.
see something, say something. Yeah. So, and that's kind of where we're at with our nonprofit. Like, we see issues, we try to address them, but we want to do it in a way that's, responsible and relatable and comfortable, right? We don't want people to feel uncomfortable, because as soon as people feel uncomfortable, they tend to draw back. Like, right, we don't want you to pull back. We want you to embrace and pull in. You know what I mean? You ever had one of those fake hugs?
And of course.
That, you know what I mean? That people, and you see they're like...
A fake hug.
Yeah, they're not like, they're in it, but they're not in it to win it, right? You know what I mean? And they kind of pull back a little bit. You're like, okay, they're very reserved. So we want people to really come in and embrace us, right?
Yeah.
Like, because we're coming with that kind of love that, like, is authentic, is true. and it's real. And we want people to know, and we want it to be felt and heard and seen and all the things, so that that way when we come to you or you come to us, like, it feels organic, right? Like, we're not trying to push this on you, but if these resources are available for you, take advantage of them, right? And even if you take advantage of them and get the information, it might not be for you, but it could be for somebody else.
Somebody else, yeah.
No, absolutely.
Somebody in your peer group. Muzzle to Tail will be there as well. They do, like, therapeutics through horse riding. Yeah. So Mrs. Selby will be there giving information out about, you know, her program and what they do and what they offer. She has some super exciting things going on and coming up. But and I think they got a new horse. So I went over there, listen, and I fed the horse. Wow. And they're pretty big.
Okay.
And she said, stretch your hands out, Rob. You know what I mean? So they don't bite your fingers. And someone like, well, so you mean my carrots? They don't want, you know. And listen, I put my hand down.
Flat.
I wasn't looking, and that horse put his hand in my mouth, in his mouth, and I was like, oh my God.
God, yeah, please don't let keep your hand flat.
God,
just,
please
just
don't
a
let
little
me
nibble. Just lose, a little nibble.
Lose my baby fingers, please. Baby Jesus, please. So that was an exciting adventure. I went and seen her this week. She will be there giving away school supplies. Shout out to Sussex Tech's College Metallurgy. There's a young gentleman that's actually pursuing that as a career path, and he's will be there with his mom, and he does hair braiding. He's phenomenal.
Okay.
So if any of you athletes want to show up to the factory and y'all don't want your hair blown in the wind, come get some French braids. He'll be there.
That's cool.
He'll have all of his information. We want to support him as he pursues his journey. We want to uplift him, so we'll be donating to him. My daughter will be getting her hair braided, so her hair will be out, so she'll be excited about getting face painted and her hair braided.
Yes.
Nice.
All in one shot. We possibly will have somebody there cutting hair for free as well.
Okay.
So just look forward to all of the things. Bluey will be there via Enchanted Magical Moments between 1 p.m. and 2 p.m.
So, you know what? I got to say, you know, I have four kids, three adults that are, you know, pretty well, my older son is halfway out the door, but the two girls are gone. They're, you know, he's halfway out the door. We have one son who is like at home still, you know, all the time. And yeah, 15, he's Bryce, but I don't know Bluey. He was never really like, Bluey was not a thing.
It's out of your age bracket.
I was like done, but Bluey is like a big thing. Yeah. Bluey is like it.
Bluey's huge, and Bluey has a little brother.
Is it? Hold on.
Bingo.
Oh, Bingo. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Is that his name, Bingo?
Bluey and Bingo.
Bingo's hot. My daughter is infatuated with Bingo.
All right. Who's Blippi?
Blippi is from the West Coast, like out in Portland. He's the new Ernest and Bill Nye the Science Guy collective, right?
Yes, right? Yeah. He is very positive. But you remember Steve from Blue's Clues? So
yes.
Blippi is like for this age, this era.
Okay, so Blippi and we have Blippi and we have Bluey. Yeah, but I know Bluey is huge.
Yeah, Bluey's huge. My daughter just ran me up the other day. Dad, Peppa's mom's having a baby.
Yes.
Peppa.
And I'm like, whoa, Peppa the pig. I was like, whoa, what's happening? We're having babies on kids shows now.
They are having a baby.
Yeah,
they
so they're
are.
Adding a new character to the fold of the franchise. So,
oh, wow.
You know, like these new kids things, they're more educational than they've ever been.
Okay.
You know, they're uplifting. So as far as my daughter's screen time, you know what I mean? She has those in rotation, you know what I mean? Before she has to actually physically go out and live and be a kid.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So she's like, Dad, I got to get this and my silly shows. So, you know, Eliza Poetic, she's great. So,
so Bluey's going to be there at the event. Now I'm caught up with all the kid show drama going on.
Texas Roadhouse is bringing is it an armadillo?
Yes.
Yeah.
So
nice.
Andy the Armadillo will be there as well.
Okay.
Texas Roadhouse right here down the road in Murfreesboro, Delaware.
Nice.
Chick-fil-A maybe stopping by. If not, I do know that they have dropped off over 150 free milkshake coupons.
Oh, wow. Oh, nice. It's not Sunday.
It's not Sunday.
It's Saturday. They should
it's
be
Saturday.
There.
Hey, listen, but I'm just being
they closed
like,
on Sunday.
You wouldn't believe how busy they are. Like,
yeah,
you know,
no,
they're
I know.
All over the place. They do believe and advocate for outreach and community. So I'm super excited about that. The last two, I got to give a shout out to the MPHC, the Panhandle, Calvin Johnson, and Naisha James. They journey with us. You know, they're the alphas, the kappas, the deltas. You know, they're going to be there. They're going to be in support. And the last organization we're going to talk about is very near and dear to me, Bernice Edwards and the First Aid Community Action, the hub to all things, you know what I mean? So they will be in the building, giving away school supplies, being present, being out in the community. And we're accompanied by two churches this year, the Church of New Beginning, Bishop Roland Mifflin, right in Dagsboro, and Kingdom Life Ministries, which is Pastor Helena Bailey, made a valiant effort to be present, be available for community outreach. You know, the time is now, mm-hmm. right, to impact our kids, to impact our community. Why? Because the more time that we're not out there, the more times they're out there with the wrong forces, right?
Yeah.
So we want to make sure that we're going UP. We're going up. So we're collectively doing it and making it happen.
You're doing it. Rob West, Making a Difference Foundation, Back to School Supply Giveaway. And also, you guys are having like a field day events with the factory, right?
Oh, yeah. The factory's doing all kind of things. Again,
calling the tug of war.
Calling all boys and girls clubs and YMCAs. If you have kids available, get it out to their parents. Send them out. I know it's a Saturday. You guys don't operate on the weekends, but we would definitely like your kids to come out, get free items, and play in some nostalgic field day game.
Yeah.
Hula hoop. There's going to be some free throw contests, some three-point contests, you know, via factory, right?
You got to do some
basketball things while you're there. Some tug of war, some broad jump with cones, some three-legged race. You know, putting the eggs on the spoon
and
out of the factory. He's got a bunch of those nostalgic ribbons, first, second, and third place. Just come out with us, man. Everybody's a winner. But as we're parents are navigating through all of the vendors that are giving resources, let's turn the kids loose. Let them have a blast.
Let them have
and,
fun.
You know, get sweaty. It's an indoor event, right? So don't worry about the rain. We will be indoors.
Okay.
And like I said, if you have any questions, just reach out, man. We'd love to kind of help, aid, and assist. So 101.7, don't worry about bringing your tent. You're going to be inside.
Hey, love it. Okay. Love it.
Uncle B will be outside, but he'll be right outside of the door.
Well, that was my next question. Uncle B's kitchen going to be there.
Oh, my God. He's going to be doing like chicken wings, pretty much easy, like economical meals, chicken tenders, french fries, wings, french fries. You know, he's got a lot of really good things coming up on his menu. We're super excited about him.
Food
and his
is
journey.
So good.
Yes.
Man, it's good, man. And guess what? He's got that good training from the food bank in Milford.
Nice.
Yep.
Yeah, nice. So again, come on out this Saturday. We're going to be there 11 to 1. Jessica and myself, Making a Difference Foundation. You guys do a lot of great work. A lot of vendors out there. First come, first serve for the school supply giveaway, and a lot of resources out there as well. For more information, you guys got a website or social media?
Absolutely. www.makingadifferencefoundationde.com, or just hit us up on Facebook, Making a Difference Foundation.
Very nice. Rob West, anything else you want to add about the Saturday, or anything else you guys got coming up you want to promote, talk about?
Nah, because we know it's preseason, so Bill's going to be kind of in and out, you know what I mean? You know, Sundays, Redskins are going to be playing again. So I believe
we covered
all of our bases. I think we covered all of our bases. You guys are going to be there. It's going to be a good time. Come get some good eat and some good resources and school supplies.
Yes, very good. We'll see you out there this Saturday. Thank you, Rob West, for coming in. We appreciate it.
Oh, thank you guys for having us.
Yes, always. It's the Bill and Jessica Show. It's 8:46. We got more coming up.
Hey, what's up?